Hi, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier, and I founded the company back in 2002. In this interview series, I'm talking to some of the people behind the brands that we offer on our shop to find out what exactly is the ethos behind the company. Not just the ingredients that they use and the processes that they use to create the end results, but I'm asking them other questions like, how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers and their relationship to the farmers who grow the crops? All the companies that we work with are putting huge amounts of dedication and commitment into creating products that are benefiting not just you, but also the whole ecosystem, the planet, the people. And with this series, I'm hoping to show insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're really not just investing in your health, you're truly investing in a better world for us all. Today I'm speaking with Camilla Brinkworth of Ahi Flour about this revolutionary new vegan omega supplement and why taking omega supplementation is so essential for vegan health. Hi Camilla, thank you for joining me today.
Hi Kate, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me on your podcast.
So we've actually known each other a little while. We met in the Raw Magic Days in Brighton, which is nearly 20 years ago now, 2006
We did. It's incredible. And you were the very first vegan that I ever met. And meeting you was planted a huge seed for me that has now become pretty much my entire life. So I'm ever, ever grateful that we met all those years ago.
Amazing. And you now working with this new vegan product. Tell us about it.
I am. So I'm now working with something called Ahi Flour, which to me represents the most viable fish oil replacement/alternative that's available. It's the highest known natural plant source of omega-3. And essentially it bridges the gap between flax, between fish or algae, evening primrose oil, and hemp. So I came across it about 3 years ago. And after a little bit of healthy skepticism at the beginning, the more I learned about this plant, the more obsessed I became with it. And my business partner and I made it our mission to bring this new plant-based omega through to TGA approval in Australia and New Zealand. And we launched our product in January of this year.
Let's just go right back to the beginning for people that maybe aren't so au fait with all this stuff. And can you just tell us in a nutshell why it's so important that vegans look for a supplementary source of omegas?
Absolutely. Okay, so omegas or essential fatty acids are absolutely essential fats that we need to get through our diet or through supplementation. Unfortunately, about 90% of those on a Western diet aren't getting enough omega-3, and they're not getting the correct balance between omegas-3 and omega-6. And these essential fatty acids are important, critically important for the brain, for the heart, for the skin, hormones, the immune system, inflammation management, joints, the list goes on. When we're talking about plant-based nutrition, the current sources that people were using and have been using are things like flax or chia, or the new algae DHA supplements. The limitations with flax or chia are that they're only providing you with the essential omega-3 ALA, which is fantastic. It's a really important, healthy omega metabolite that we all need to have. But the conversion through to the longer chain omegas, omega-3s that we also need to have, can be limited in many people based on your diet, based on your genetics, on gender, et cetera, et cetera. And we need a full spectrum of these healthy omega-3s to get all the benefits that we can. On the other end of the spectrum, we now have the algae DHA supplements. And what we know about these are that they are only providing the DHA. They're not providing the whole family of short chain and longer chain omega-3s that we have, which include ALA, SDA, ETA, and EPA. Some algae DHA supplements do contain a bit of EPA, but they tend to be much, much higher in DHA. So what we have with ahi flower is a supplement that actually, because it's a plant with the more advanced plant-based precursors to the longer chains, we actually uniquely get that full spectrum of omega-3s. And all of these omega-3 metabolites have their own unique health benefits associated. So in simple language, it's the broadest spectrum omega-3 supplement that we can take, whilst at the same time providing similar levels of omega-6 GLA to evening primrose oil.
You've explained that really clearly, but could you just go over, because I think a lot of people will be surprised because they're thinking that they're getting their omega-3s from flax, hemp and chia. Can you just explain, understand that the conversion rate in flax particularly is really low?
Yeah, of course. Okay. So with the, it would be really helpful if we can put up a diagram somewhere. And what I might ask Kate is in the show notes, if I can just give you a link to a 7-minute video that basically gives the diagram and explains this in a really simple to follow way for the listeners. So flax and chia, they are providing ALA. They're only though providing that ALA efficiently if you grind them and if they're stored freshly. A lot of people aren't actually taking flax and chia in a correct way. They might be buying flax or chia that's pre-ground and kind of been sitting around going rancid, or they might just be taking the seeds and not grinding them, not blending them up properly. So a lot of people actually aren't getting the omega-3s that they think they are through taking their flax or chia, just through preparation methods. But even if you are grinding it up, after the omega-3 metabolite ALA, which is this essential omega-3, we have something called the delta-60 saturase enzyme. So this is a rate-limiting enzyme in the liver that sits between omega-3 ALA and LA omega-6, which is short chain omega-3. And only around 5% of ALA and LA actually pass through this delta-60 saturase enzyme. And the reason that ahi flower is so special is because it's providing the next, as well as the ALA, it's providing the next omega metabolite that sits on the other side of this enzyme, which is called SDA or stearidonic acid. A lot of people might be familiar with stearidonic acid from hemp. However, ahi flower actually contains 8 to 10 times more stearidonic acid than hemp. And it's this really high stearidonic acid content, which is around 20%, which is allowing your body to convert very well through to the longer chain omega-3 metabolites, actually at a rate in humans up to 4 times more efficiently than flax.
Amazing. So can you tell us a little bit about the flower? Is it actually a flower, and who discovered it, and how do they extract the oil from a flower?
Okay, so it's not a flower. It is a plant with a very beautiful flower. It's still, the oil itself is still coming from the seed. It's been a really long time in development. So it's a natural plant. It is completely non-GMO. But to get it to these levels of stearidonic acid, whereby it can be a really, really viable fish oil alternative, it's taken many, many years of crop selection and refining the growing methods to get it to this this stage. It was a gentleman actually from Devon originally, I believe, called Andrew Hebard. He's the CEO of Nature's Crops International. I feel bad telling somebody else's story. I hope that I get this right to some degree, but essentially, somebody recommended to him that he finds a fish oil alternative because we're running out of fish. Our oceans cannot deal with the level of stress that we are putting on them and our marine ecosystems with the commercial fishing that's going on at the moment. But we have to have, as we said, we have to have these essential fatty acids. So a viable alternative to fish just makes so much sense. So he was told by this expert that what he needed to do to find the most viable fish oil alternative was to find a plant that had really high levels of stearidonic acid. So I believe the story goes that he and his team or business associates at the time looked through all of these kind of botany records to find the plant with the highest levels of stearidonic acid. And they, after looking through hundreds of different plants, they landed upon this plant, which its Latin binomial is Buglasoides arvensis, but that's a bit of a mouthful. So they decided to name it ahi flower, and ahi is as in the Hawaiian name for tuna, and flower is because of its beautiful white flower.
Amazing. And it's only grown in Australia at the moment, is that right?
No, it's grown in the UK. It's grown in the UK, oh. And it will be grown in Canada soon. So there are farms all across Essex. Gosh, I can't even remember. I visited a few close to Oxford. When I was back in the UK last. And then it's processed in Canada. But they're looking into growing it in Canada soon to reduce the footprint.
So then it's a really sustainable solution if it can be grown in many countries all over the world.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a sustainable solution just in the amount of omega-rich oil that it yields. It's quite unbelievable. But if you look at that 1 month supply bottle that has the 90 capsules in, that equates to the same amount of omega-rich oil as you would find from 300 anchovies, which is totally mind-blowing if you just take that in for one moment. And actually they're doing a great job at increasing the yield from this plant. And now every single acre of regeneratively grown farmland from ahi flower is providing as much omega-rich oil as 500,000 anchovies. It is just such an incredible solution to a very, very serious problem that we all face.
And taking it for granted that they're not using no chemicals or pesticides in the farming.
They're using absolutely minimum synthetic inputs, and everything once the oil is has been processed, it's completely free of anything you wouldn't be wanting to have. They couldn't make it organic just based on purely it wouldn't be a commercially viable option, but it is regeneratively grown. They're using regenerative farming methods. They're using the absolute minimum amount of synthetic inputs. It has been tested thoroughly for any impurities. And it's also, what's really cool is that it's fully traceable. So we could actually tell you, if you told us which batch of oil you're taking, we could tell you which farmer grew it, which is pretty spectacular when you're talking about an omega supply chain.
Yeah.
I don't know any other omega supply chain that works like that.
Amazing. Well, that's given people a wonderful introduction. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't covered?
No, I'd just love to, if it's possible, just link to a few resources just to make the scientific gobbledygook that I've just spouted a little bit more accessible and make a bit more sense for people. If that's possible to put a couple of links in the show notes, that would be amazing.
Of course. I think you made it really clear. Maybe we should just mention what the benefits that people could expect to notice from taking it.
let me just say, so I've told you what omegas are good for. And I'm also telling you that it provides the broadest spectrum of these healthy omega metabolites. So that's probably as much as I'm allowed to say.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's very important for people to be addressing their omega intake and their omega balance. It's critically important for all organ systems, and you are bound to notice some wonderful results in your own health. Start supplementing with ahi flour,
especially if they're long term vegans.
100%. Actually, what's really cool as well is that if you are a vegetarian or vegan, the conversion to the long chain omega 3 EPA is going to be even higher than it is in meat eaters. So, yeah, which is really cool.
Amazing. Camilla, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting Raw Living, rawliving.co.uk. And if you haven't got an account already, then do sign up. You get £5 off your first order. And also please do like, subscribe, and share this podcast. It really does help.